thank y'all all for being with us this morning. We have two great speakers this morning for you. Our first one is our Cherokee County Circuit Clerk, Dwayne Amos. Dwayne is a U.S. Army veteran. He's a former Alabama State Trooper, and he was elected to the Circuit Clerk position in 2007. So y'all please welcome Dwayne Amos as our local spotlight this morning.
Good morning, everybody. Over the next 2 hours, we'll be discussing... I know, looking at me up here, you're like, wait a minute, the guy on the website was a lot younger. I took that photo in 2007. Sheriff Shaver is always joking, when am I going to take my high school senior photo off my website? I told him when I walk out the doors for the final time. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for inviting me to speak. As far as the local spotlight, I'm just going to talk about the circuit clerk's office, my office, what we do. We do a lot. We handle all the paperwork that comes in the court system, every file. And when you think about that, it is a lot. So it takes us a lot of time now to be dealing with that. But I'm going to go down just a little bit, a few lists of what we do. Mainly when people come in the courthouses across the state of Alabama, if you go through security and you don't know what you're doing, they'll go, Paul, first door to the left. Go to the clerk's office and ask them. And we kind of guide people. So we always say we're the face of all the courthouses in the state of Alabama. There are 68 circuit clerks in the state of Alabama, 67 counties, and we got the Bessemer cutoff who has a circuit clerk also. So each county has their own circuit clerk. But some of the things we do, like I say, we're business managers. We have to run the office, keep up with our staff. The other thing that we do is keeping up with the records. How many of y'all have ever wanted to look back on records from the 1800s? When you're young, you're like, no, I don't even care about it. As you get older, you're like, oh, what about that? Well, 3 months ago, I had a lady that called in whose her father had been murdered in 1936, her grandfather. Okay, I was able to find the record. The man that shot him, the man that killed him and was convicted of manslaughter. And so she was saying that her family, this is what happened. Her family was told that he was let off. He was never found guilty of nothing. And she couldn't believe that. And so I found that record for her. We have record books from the 1800s. Now the courthouse, if you know, you might know your history, it is burned twice. So there are records that are never going to be recovered. But we are scanning in and making digital images of those of records that we have. Because, as y'all know, paper, it has to be kept a certain way or it's going to be gone. And it's hard to keep up with that with the way we got things set up. Now, with the county commission voting and us getting a new courthouse, when that gets done, those paper records, they're big old books, they'll be kept more safe with the humidifier and all that. I want to thank, if anybody's from the Cherokee County Museum, give them a big shout out because they have helped us a lot with keeping some of the old records and books upstairs in the Cherokee County Museum. So record keeping is a big thing for us. Another thing that everybody talks about is fiscal. Officer, when people have to pay fines, they have to pay lawsuits, they have to pay anything in the court system, they come and pay in my office. So we average taking in around $4 million a year. That money does not stay with us. We have to cut checks every month and get those mailed out to the proper departments and restitution recipients that it's supposed to go to. And we get audited on that. Not by the state auditor. Thank goodness, it is our property. But whenever the other auditors, when they come in, the public accounts, they check it down to the penny. My first audit, now I took over for Carolyn Smith. Most everybody remembers Carol. She ran a smooth office. So to be able to take over for her was great. My first audit, the auditor, I was joking around and said, well, you know, no big deal. So let's say I'm $1,800 short. You know, how does that work? What account? And she was like, oh, you'd be writing me a check. And I was like, okay, well, where would the check? You know, and she went, no, take that back. We tell you to go to your bank and get us a money order or a certified check for that amount. And I was like, what do you mean? She went, it's your money. It's coming out of your pocket. We are bonded, circuit clerk's offices from thefts and stuff like that. But we have to pay no matter what the theft. The first $1,000 comes out of your pocket no matter what. If you're found to be incompetent in that part, it is a $30,000 loss. They can come after you for the $30,000 and say, that's your personal. That's on you. So that's why the fiscal is very big, especially to me, because I don't have that kind of money around me. So we do that, taking in all the money and getting it to the right people. We also are the magistrates of the county. The chief magistrate is what my position is called. So when officers do write tickets, speeding tickets, they come to our office and they swear to each ticket that that is exactly, they wrote that ticket to that person that day, that time, that vehicle. We do that. We do warrants for misdemeanors, felonies. Also, whenever, just like yesterday, which is every day, people come in that are fighting out in the county. Families, usually. And they are wanting warrants against the other party. We have to let them fill out a deposition, read over that deposition, determine is there probable cause. Sometimes you'll hear there's not probable cause. Or sometimes we understand that in harassment, simple law, but state in this county, Dion Conkle challenged the harassment law in the state of Alabama. Dion Conkle got it overturned that because he told a person with his window rolled down that he was going, little girl today is going to die, but he didn't get out of the vehicle and didn't approach her in any way and make any effort to it, that's considered protected speech. So that was not harassment. Now the law has changed. The legislature has changed it to terroristic threat law. So just to let everybody know, don't go out and threaten everybody. Because that law's changed now as far as terrorist threats. So you can tell somebody, you can tell them, I'm going to go and blow your head off. And you make a little bit, you get them scared, crawl, especially in front of an officer, you're going to get arrested. And it's going to be a felony. Okay? But we have to deal with that. You have to keep up with all that. Case law. And the way the laws change every year out of the legislature. Next thing is we do election official. So I'm over absentee elections. If people want to vote absentee, they come to my office and vote absentee. We have to check in the computer, make sure they're registered, make sure everything's correct and filled out. Then we give them a ballot. They vote. We do the affidavit envelope. We keep it in a ballot box that is locked inside of a vault. And then on election day at lunch, I have to give it to the poll workers, absentee poll workers, to be counted. So that's a big deal also, to make sure the election is safe and the absentee part of it is correct. We accept passports. If you're wanting to renew a passport or get a passport, you come to our office. We have the forms, and we check over those and send them to this Department of State for the issuance. So, as you can see, it is like, I could keep on going down the list because there's more things, but my goodness, that's enough, okay? We do a little bit of everything, but the one thing that I always tell my staff, and I want you to know, is the one thing I always say is, if when people walk through the door, treat them like you want to be treated. Understand that when they come through our door, they know absolutely nothing. And that's hard to comprehend sometimes, especially when you know, there are people that come in every week at our office. And we're like, okay, well, they know the deal. They know what they're doing. But it is hard to go into a courthouse when you know nothing. And you want to have somebody there, a friendly face, that at least helps you a little bit. And so that's what we try to do every day in my office is, hey, these people are just doing their best. We got to give them some help. So, once again, thank y'all for inviting me. I don't know if that was too short. I thought, Andrew, tell me 1 hour. So we was about to start going over some.
Tell us about your family.
Oh, he wants to know about my family. Well, it ain't that I don't like them. It's not that. No, my wife is Jeannie. She has worked out at the Cherokee County Nursing Home for 28 years. And so she said to let everybody know she's 38 years old. She started when she was 10. Then I have my daughter who is in Jack State. She's about to graduate nursing school, Maggie. And my son is Jack. Jack, a lot of people knew he played football and had a pretty good football career. Played 1 year of college football, and he has decided he is going to be a plumber. And so he is doing plumbing, and he loves it. He said it's the greatest choice he ever made. So, but they're here, like I said, with us, and we've raised them here in Cherokee County, and a lot of y'all have seen them running around. Real quick, I'll never forget the first time I was running for office. I did a speech, and Jack and Maggie ran up on the stage, and then started running. And I was like, oh my gosh, and we were chasing and couldn't catch them. They thought it was a game. And I had somebody come up to me after, and they was like, Lord, you're going to get elected every time you run. You can run for governor, and you get elected, because that's the greatest thing ever. And I thought, to you it was. To me, it was horrifying. But once again, thank you all for inviting me.
Thank you, Dwayne. We appreciate your service to the county and all that you do there in the courthouse. And it's a lot, especially managing absentee elections and all of that.